Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. If you're active in social networking, you probably know about crowdsourcing. It's where startup companies or philanthropies use the internet to rally people and raise funds.
Now, a biotech startup company called Ubiome is using the same concept to rally people to donate their microbiome. Someone actually wants my bacteria, Norbert.
Dave, we always knew you were special for something. We each have a unique inventory of microbial life that coexists on and within our bodies. In fact, we each have 10 times the bacteria over our own cells.
Scientists are just starting to learn the distinct types of bacteria and their roles in health and disease. For example, certain E. coli in our guts produce essential vitamins such as vitamin K. Changes in our microbiome are associated with autism, obesity, irritable bowel syndrome, and asthma.
We owe much of our recent understanding to the $170 million Human Microbiome Project. Scientists collected bacteria from 250 healthy people and sequenced their genomes. Now the information is freely available to all researchers.
The new startup company wants to sequence the microbiome of at least 1,000 people worldwide. You can participate. Find a link to the company on our website. They'll send you a kit to sample bacteria from your mouth, ears, and other body parts.
Once in the lab, samples are sequenced and the results are posted on their website anonymously. What's neat is the data can be available to citizen scientists to design and conduct their own experiments.
The benefits are obvious. Learning how the microbiome responds in health and disease can help us develop new diagnostics and therapeutics.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.